Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will.
I'm a little late. I was here on time, but I had to take a little bio break. And it's really hot in there. There's no AC. It's like worse than like a porta potty, honestly. It was not great. Okay, sorry. Wonderful way to start the show. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I am so out of it. I had a full spiral this morning until like maybe noon or one where I was like, I need to revamp my entire life and everything needs to change. And I'm going to flee the country and change my entire life and my name and everything. And then I hung up three posters of Nina Jirachi and I felt a lot better about my life. So we're back. I want to play so much of the new Jewels album because I still think Floor Space is one of Jewels' first albums. Or I know that. But what I think about it is that it's like still one of the best like dance albums of maybe all time. Like, it just has so much range on it. It was such a like breakout album for him as an artist as well, and it was super impressive for someone kind of like, I feel like, growing in the scene at the part of his career that he was at the time. And this album just feels very much like Floor Space 2, honestly. There's a ton of tracks that are like old classic Jewels and everything I think about when I think about his production. And then there's a bunch of tracks on here that are just super fun and come out of nowhere. We've also got the like classic anime influence from Jewels, and he even sampled like the Death Note soundtrack for part of it, which I don't know how he got away with that. There's a really good chance that one won't stay up for forever, but we'll see. Speaking of which, Andy by Skrillex got taken off of Spotify because one of the copyright licenses fell off, and that is so upsetting because not only was it like a top three track on that album, it was the longest, I think. And so now there's just like a 2 minute 47 second gap in the album, and when you stream it, it just like cuts over to it. I'm really hoping that he does like a re-release of the two songs in between to kind of like ease that gap, I suppose, and then there'll just be a different version on the vinyl and on the like streaming platforms or whatever. But very glad I picked it up on vinyl so I have Andy before it got taken down. Okay, let's go to, I don't know why my, oh, I know why. Okay, we're back. I want to get started with, honestly, we'll just do the intro into the first song from this album, because again, the Jewels Floor Space album, very, very thematic. It's very, like, genre-wise, it goes all over the place, but there's a lot of motifs and a lot of, like, lines that are repeated or melodies or things like that, and I feel like this album functions in the same way. It's called Dramatica, and the first two songs on it are Start the Drama, parentheses intro, into Higher by Jewels. Let's get into it. Oh, I need to plug in my computer to the speakers. That would be super duper helpful. Okay, that's one. And two, I think. Let's start the drama, everybody. Wow. Okay. Intro and I guess first track on that album. What an entrance. Very similar, I feel like, reminiscent of Floor Space. I'm trying to remember what the first track is on that. Let me pull that up. I know it also has an intro track that's a little slower called Fingertips. It's really good. Yeah, and then into Rewind, which is just such a heater. Oh my goodness. Highly, I can't applaud Floor Space enough, man. And there's a whole remix album of it with a ton of artist support. Really, really great project, and I'm excited to be looping this one like crazy. I was listening to it on the way to day one of Breakaway in the car. Nate, my friend Nate, was showing it to me. It was like very good in the car, but we were also kind of, you know, having conversation, and it's like, you know, car speakers are what they say are like the best test for if your song sounds good, because it's kind of like one of the worst environments to be listening to music in, you know? Oh my goodness, we got a double Bochy the Rock in the chat. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Okay, that's, I see you guys. What's up? Look at them go. Okay, in case you didn't know, there is a DJ chat. You can check it out at WMFO.org. See, not one, but two Bochys jumping up and down. Which is a perfect, you know, I would say, oh my goodness, wait, I think I just caught someone like trying to snoop a bunch of passwords. There was like people looking at the, oh my, I'm going to have to investigate that a little later. Okay, wow, I'm spacing. Sorry, let's zone back in, Diego, zone back in. Here's the Jewels album, the new one. What was I saying? We were listening to it in the car. Not exactly the best environment to be like, you know, super, what's the word, analytical of like a new album, trying to hear the bits and pieces or really have like the best bass, stuff like that. I listened to it again with headphones, and there were like certain tracks that just like stood out way more than on first listen, and dropping this one in the studio here with like real speakers, whoo, I'm so excited that he's gonna be in town in about a month. I think almost exactly a month from today. Yeah, exactly a month from today. Very, very excited for that concert. I've wanted to see Jewels pretty much since I first found Floor Space back in 2023, which I think is when it released. Just a crazy artist, and I feel like does sound design and orchestration in a way that like no other artists are doing it right now. And a really, really good blend of like crazy, crazy white noise energy and just these beautiful, like, goosebump-giving melodies on the same album. It is super fun that an artist can pull this all together in a cohesive project. While we're talking about that, I might just play through kind of, like, a lot of this album. I want to play My My My. It's a collab with Zella. Really fun duo. I saw them live at Big Night once. They were opening for an after party hosted by Levity. And they are just these two pretty girls all dressed up in like fluffy stuff. And then they have like synchronized dance moves while they DJ. And it is like the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. They have so much energy on stage. Very, very fun. So very cool to see them collabing with Jewels. And I really, really like this song. I think it's a good capturing again of some of the more like, I don't know, emotional side of Jewels, or rather the more like, less just chaotic energy and just nuts compositions, and more classic like feels EDM. So let's get into that. And then honestly, I'm just playing like the first probably five tracks from this album. I think they really capture Jewels's project as a whole, and also just the range on this album in general. Let's get into it. This is My 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 with Jewels and Zella. Crazy. Oh my my my.
Yeah,
Okay, so I definitely started that song like halfway in the middle. That second drop has so much energy in it, but I want to play the first one too because I think it's a little bit more of the like slower version that I was thinking of, and I think it's also very good. So I'm gonna fade that in real here or real quick here, I think maybe. Yeah. Like, it's so pretty. It's crazy that these next two songs were made by the same person because they are so, like, almost, like, goofy, like goofy bad boy coded, I guess. And then that one is just so, like, emotional and uplifting and, like, euphoric. It's crazy. But anyway, into goofy bad boy, I'm gonna play, like, the last 10 seconds of this song and let it just go right into the next one. And I'll probably let it just rip into the next one, because a lot of this album flows from one song to the next, like Floor Space as well. Again, cannot shout out that album enough. Or this one, honestly. I've only listened to it through like 3 times so far, but it's probably going to be way up there. And we'll go from Shinigami Flow, which is the one that samples Death Note, into Go Baby, which is just this crazy boom bap trap song with Neff the Pharaoh rapping over it, and has one of the like wildest combinations of like sound effects and foley that just gets turned into a drop that I feel like I've ever heard. It just goes, well, I don't know how to describe it, man. It goes up and down, though. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, you'll know what I'm talking about once it gets there in about 5 minutes. But first, here's Shinigami Flow coming after the end of My My My.
two trap raves unless they're offering lean.
Just wanna shout out for a girl. Throw it on the gram and now you do it for the world. Diamond in a rough, even though you got pearl. I like it when it's straight, I'll lay your hair curl. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go.
Bitch, I got some new buns. I threw a party on the yacht, made her crew cuss. Me and all her girlfriends could get a group hug. Baby had a stupid ass, I got dumb luck. If your baby daddy broke, you a dumb fuck. I stepped in this bitch tailored, but I'm not Chuck. You made your whole sign of waivers to watch us. You're not tough. Just wanna show me how to go. Throw it on the ground, now you do it for real. I'm a go baby, go baby, go baby, go. Like it when it's straight, I'll let your hair curl. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go.
Okay, sorry. No, that song is just like, it's so infused with energy, man. It is so nuts. I love it so much. And hopefully you got a little bit of what I was saying when it's like, it goes up and down in that drop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do. You got me. We've got a collab with Midwest as well on this album. I don't think I'm going to play that one tonight, but it's very good. We have a collab with Hex Cougar as well, and I think vocals by Adam Fady. We won't. But I want to play, let's see, we'll do Direct It to the Roof next. I think this is one that when I was listening to in the car, we were totally like talking over, or I just didn't really notice it. And listening to it again, I was like, whoa, this goes a lot harder with like bass and focus. So let's direct it to the roof right now with Jewels. Yeah, baby. Go, baby.
Y'all, we gas hoes got me fed up. So with the get your gloves and y'all, let's go head up. Long till we gas hoes got me fed up. So with the get your gloves and y'all, let's gloves and
drop the top.
Y'all, we gas hoes got me fed up. So with the get your gloves and y'all, let's go head up. Long till we gas hoes got me fed up. So with the get your gloves and y'all, let's gloves and
drop the top when I'm.
Everybody, let's go.
directly to the roof.
Gonna skip the next one. It's Don't Say a Word. It's a collab with Wink. Crazy. We might play it a little later, who knows, but I do want to move forward to Threepeat because I think that one is also really, really nuts. And then I also want to play Wake Up Crazy. I think this was a single release at one point as well. I don't know if I had listened to it when it was a single release, so there was the void month where I like missed a ton of releases, I feel like. But it's a very fun, I feel like another one, slightly more like euphoric, not necessarily like emotional heavy, but just very like, it feels like euphoria, kind of Jungle Breaks, D&B stuff. Very, very fun. And again, a very kind of, different direction from the rest of the album, but still really finds its place, I feel like, in the project. But before that, I want to play Threepeat. I think this is another one of the like crazy heaters on the album. That and Go Baby, I think, are like the two that are definitely going to have the most energy in the crowd when it's playing, at least from the new album hits. I still think like Motion Detected is really, really nuts. That like second, or I think it's like the third drop in that song, where it just completely goes into like a Baye funk, is like, it's nuts. But we'll get into Threepeat here. That second drop on this one is pretty nuts as well. Very, very fun. And then, I don't know, we have like another half of the show that we need to figure out. We'll get there when we get there, I guess. Thank you, Jewels, for filling so much of it. Here's Threepeat.
Baby Jewels.
Repeat, we back, motherfuckers.
gonna let that transition hit. This is Wake Up Crazy with Angst. That is not the closer of the album, but I really do hope it's like the closer of the show. I feel like that has such a nice, like, wrapping up a great night at the club energy to it. And like that final, like, 1:30 a.m. Kind of second wind upswing style song. Very, very fun. Let me see. Honestly, we might play the... No, we aren't gonna. I was gonna say we might play the Midwest collab here, but I'm not going to. I will play perhaps the Midwest collab with More Kismet in a little bit here, but there's a couple of tracks that came out last week that I wanted to play, but instead I just ripped like a bunch of Tynan because I had just seen him live and he's very much like getting his flowers right now. And he like is one of the first artists that I feel like we played on the show and was like the artist that me and my co-host like very much like initially bonded over, I suppose. So I don't know. It felt like a nice little like nostalgic trip down memory lane, listening to all my like old Tynan stuff that I used to really, really love and still love. Yeah, for people who might be new to listening to him, after his most recent and very popular album release, it's Tynan time. But let's see, I think, yeah, you know what, I want to play the new Sanholo and Tsoki collab because I think this is nuts. Like, just for like, I don't know, clarification for context, that's the word. San Jolo was like my first electronic music festival that I went to. I was 18 and it was like a gift from my mom for my birthday. And we went to Milwaukee and we mostly went because the opener for San Jolo was Just a Gent and then Drulu. And I really loved Drulu. Like, I still really love Drulu. And I think like listening to their music makes me so nostalgic about growing up and like especially early college kind of, I feel like, is when I was really listening to them a lot. And it's also an artist that like me and my brother both really, really love. And like we can appreciate each other's music, but I feel like rarely do we have an artist that we're both like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited every time they make a release. And we're so like so many songs from their project resonate with us sort of at the same level. And then San Jolo was the like actual headliner for that show. And I've listened to some of his stuff on YouTube before, especially like remixes and stuff. But this was like right when Light was coming out, honestly. It might have been like a couple years after that, but I don't think so. When did Light come out? 2017? Yeah, so it was like a year after Light came out, I think. So I'm going to play a little bit of Light just so that like we can see within 6 or 7 years here, the San Jolo project has really evolved. And especially since he did his whole like True Love in a Made Up World, wholesome rhythm style album, he is leaning into heavier and heavier music and it is super fun. So here's a little bit of Light. Definitely his most popular song. You've probably heard it if you've listened to like electronic music like at all, or maybe just like browse the internet, especially if you had like Vine. I bet this thing was all over Vine. Actually, I don't know if that really lined up time-wise. I think Vine might have been gone by the time this was up. But it feels like a very good like edit song, I feel like. It was used in a lot of those. Anyway, here's a bit of that, and then I'll cut it off early, and we'll go into the new collab with Tsuki. I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit too here. Let's see, like right here.
Breathe in, leave it all behind. I just wanna see the light. Even if it makes me blind, I just wanna see the light. Breathe in, leave it all behind. I just wanna see the light.
Very cutesy, emotional, and he's always had, I feel like the album before True Love in a Made Up World, I think he was promoting it as emotional dance music or something like that, and still using the EDM abbreviation with like a question mark over the D or maybe at the end of it, I forget, I'm trying to find it here, but yeah, existential dance music, that's what it was, and there's a like question mark logo for it. Very like in tune with his emotions type beat producer here. And then now he's just gone like, I feel like full evil mode and it's kind of awesome. So let's go into Fade Away. This is with Tsuki and I think I've had a Tsuki themed show at one point. And if I haven't, that's a dishonor to him, honestly, because like an injustice, I should say, because his stuff is also crazy. His like rhythm compositions are nuts. I don't really know how he comes up with some of this stuff, but let's get into it. Here's Fade Away and the potential next direction for the San Jolo project here.
Fade away.
feel like it still has a lot of the same like ethereal existential undertones to it, but it's just a lot crunchier and a lot rowdier, and I'm really excited to see what more of that, like, I don't know, exploration turns into. I also, honestly, I still need to listen to the new San Holo album, which feels a little bit like a crime because I was really, really loving the initial releases, but I'm just so behind, and I want to be able to like pay attention to it. And I also keep listening to the Jewels album, so that's an issue, but whatever, we'll figure it out. I'm gonna do the PSA in a little bit here, but I want to do one more song in the meantime. Let's do 2 minutes with Bishu and Ross XO. I've said a lot about Bishu on air. Very great producer. Loves to do a bunch of like silly production challenges as well. Mostly for engagement, I feel like, but also just to get in touch with the community and like spread production tips and stuff like that. Like, I feel like his chat is very, very supportive on like helping other people actually make good music, and then in the meantime, while they practice, they just make a bunch of bad music for fun. It's a good vibe and a good time. But I really liked Bishu's last release, which was called Fade Away. Whoa, that's crazy. That is what this song was called by San Holo as well. Wow. But it had like this very plunky like second or like pseudo second drop in it, a very like plunky, plucky sound that was chimey, and I really loved it, and I feel like he kind of reused it in this track too, and also the drop is just like kind of nutty, so let's get into it. I don't really know why it's called 2 minutes. It is 3 minutes and 39 seconds long, and I don't think there's a reference of 2 minutes in the track, so I don't know, maybe the entire track was made in 2 minutes. Okay, that can't be possible, because it was like, I really like it. If it is, that's nuts, and I hope I see the video on that soon, but I don't think that's the case. Let me know your thoughts, I guess. Here's 2 minutes. Bye. Love you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I missed my cue. I like totally zoned out there for a second. I'm gonna squeeze the PSA in here quick and then probably play one more song. And then I want to catch the bus, so I'm gonna leave probably a little bit early because the next one doesn't come for like 25 minutes. So here is a PSA that I'm feeling lately. I feel tired. I mean, I don't think it's what this PSA is about. I think I'm just overwhelmed and tired right now. But anyway, let's get into it. If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. Yeah, look into that if you're feeling unwell. Oh my goodness, someone is calling in. Okay, give me a second. Let me see if I can figure this out in like the 3 minutes before I leave. I think, they got a new board and I need to go over how to do this. Oh no. Let's try this. If I put you on preview, does that pick up the phone? Hello? No? Not yet? What about now? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Probably not. I don't think that worked. Hello? Oh, I must have hung up. I'm so sorry. I'll try to figure that out. By the next time, we really don't have probably enough time to squeeze in. But if you have a request or something, you can always text me if you know me in real life or like IG or something. I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness, another flashed. Is it calling again? Please. Okay, it must have gone to like a voicemail or something. I'll have to figure that out. I'm so sorry, listener. Thank you for your patronage and support and interest in being involved in the show. Unfortunately, I'm incapable of including you at this moment. And I also, I don't know how to, like, segue this in, but we lost Dolly Parton today, and that is so sad. And she was such a, like, icon, and my mom sent me a line that she said that I just think is so iconic. When people were calling her out for her fashion, and she said it costs a lot of money to look this cheap, and I'm like, girl, you are such a queen for that. So rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Fly high, queen. Like, we loved you, and we hope that you are resting well now. Miss you, queen. Man, it was so sad. I like heard about it at, like, what was like noon today, like 3 maybe, and so sad. Okay. One more song, and then I'll get the heck out of here. Let's see, what do I want to play? Oh no, now I need to like choose something. And let's play Hazard Pay by Space Laces. This is just nuts. It's Space Laces. It's gnarly. It's gross. It's like machinery and like people talking about a nuclear fallout and stuff. Heck yeah, man. Good night. Sleep well. Sweet dreams, everybody. Love you. Bye. Oh, this has been Button. Oh, I have to say that in like, okay, I'll say that before I leave. Bye. Here's Hazard Pay. I think, yeah.
In the nuclear fallout of 1987, a lab experiment gone haywire. Fueled by radioactive waste, they left him for dead. A walking, talking biohazard. Hell-bent on revenge.
With my stack. Chatter Daltonius. This is a very Doom-esque song, and a lot of Space Laces stuff is very Doomcore, Fallout, Demons, Death, Demise, Sadness, all that stuff. Very Doom-themed. Alright, this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, about to toss it on Rivendell, and I will catch you guys next week. Love you, sweet dreams. Sleep well. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry, caller, that I couldn't pick up. I'm so sorry. I'll figure it out. Okay, bye. Oh my god, it's you, Elf!